Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Whoa, Kitty!
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you
can't? You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, 2 years ago, they went to arbitration with him for $5 million. Then it went again to get $8 million. And now he's estimated to get $10 million this year. I'm telling you, he's not going to be a $25 million guy.
What's the market going to bear?
Yeah. Well,
Why would somebody not, if he has a good year this year, why would they not give it to him?
Because they just don't, I don't know why. For whatever reason. Well, again.
He's young.
He's still been brittle. I'm just saying.
But
I just don't
no
believe
injuries last year.
It's going to be a $25 million deal.
He could say there's no injuries this year. He could say that, and he's true last year. And if he does it again this year, then he's going to say, what? I got 2 healthy years? It's not my fault there was a pandemic. I never had an injury last year. Look at my performances in the postseason. I don't think it's crazy to think that a team with some money would want to bring that kind of guy on their team. A great remember, baseball people, they covet defense more than we do as fans.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball people covet defense up the middle. And Carlos has that rare range and rare arm. And in the postseason,
they also pay for hitters. And
that's true.
And he has not proven to be a 25. Hey, we'll see.
Then offer him $20 million right now on the spot.
No, get
6 years at $20
million. 6-120.
Don't play any games with – see if you can do 6-120, 100%.
Right now. And he might take it because he wants that long-term security. And, oh, by the way, it's the difference for a guy making $120 million and $150 million.
But, you know, he said in the past, his agent has said, well, maybe it's a previous or is it William Morris, but they've said we're not taking an early deal. We want to get to market. That's what always made me concerned that he was definitely not going to be an Astro. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to make me concerned that if he has a big year, like if I'm the Astros, if you think he's the guy, don't try to penny pinch this year. Go get if he's willing to take a $20 million a year deal, you might want to gamble on him being a real dude after what you saw last year. And get $120 million guarantees a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a guy with Carlos Correa's background.
And to be here in Texas without like, the...
Carlos's background is about $16 million a year for 5 years.
Well, not even. He might get 10 this year in arbitration. In his last year of arbitration. Let's get Dave in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to say real quick about the Hall of Fame thing. It's truly a joke if you stop and think about that. Hank Aaron didn't even get in with a unanimous pick. Yeah. That's how ridiculous this Hall of Fame thing is. I don't even pay attention to who's in the Hall of Fame. I met Pete Rose in real life. There's no reason why he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. It's a joke.
Yep. No, it is. It has been for years. It's finally coming around a little bit. Mariano Rivera, Tom Seaver didn't hit 100%. Babe Ruth didn't get 100% of the vote. Babe Ruth. So, you know, in that first one. So baseball writers have always been, it's just been silly. Oh, well, I'm not voting for a first-time guy. Why? If he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer. Stop with your idiocy. It's long. It's been a long time. Pete Rose does belong in the Hall of Fame, and on his plaque the bio that you have with him, it talks about his issues, but that he's not one of the greatest baseball players of all time is silly. He's one of the greatest of all time. He should be in, and there should be a wing for Bonds and Clemens and Poppy and. you know what? It was the steroid era. And someday that may happen. Maybe long after we're all gone, they may put in, you know, a special section of look at these guys, look at these
really
numbers.
Really good, but maybe cheated.
No, definitely cheated. But definitely cheated, but look at what they did.
Yeah.
In a steroid era. Uh-huh. You know, but right now it's too close and too painful. But in 30, 40, 50 years, they may go, oh, no, we have to memorialize the Roger Clemens and the Barry Bonds and the
Poppies. Check out some of the names. Check out some of the names here. I'll just bruise Bobby Abreu, roll right past. Torrey Hunter, Mark Burley. Andy Pettit, 13.7%. Sammy Sosa, 17%. Manny Ramirez, 28%. Like, Manny Ramirez was considered one of the five best baseball players for a good stretch of his career.
Yeah.
But also, he also got pregnant one time. Is that what happened? He got pregnant?
Yeah, he was pregnant. That's right.
He was pregnant,
He tested
positive. I know he tested positive for a pregnancy. They're like, hey, are you taking a masking agent?
No.
Because we're showing that you're pregnant.
Yeah, well,
we're showing you have female hormones, and this is also a huge masking agent, and we're basically showing that you're pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
Is this true? Are you pregnant with twins?
You don't know. Have you ever been pregnant with twins?
No, I haven't. I feel like it now, but Jeff Kent.
Bell probably has been. I don't know.
Jeff Kent, 32%. I mean, Jeff Kent was a really good baseball player. 32%. Yeah, but he's no better than Lance.
He's higher than Manny is silly.
It's crazy baseball-wise, but we know Manny cheated. We don't know that with Jeff Kent. Lance Berkman, we know for a fact Lance Berkman never cheated. Lance Berkman should have been over 50% minimum every year. Andrew Jones, 33%. Gary Sheffield, 40%. Very good hitter. Todd Helton. You know, Todd Helton was a great hitter, but it has to be some Colorado bias.
It's all Colorado bias.
45%. Billy Wagner, 46%. Omar Vizquel. At one point, it was Craig Biggio, Omar Vizquel, and Jose Baerga. Remember that? Yep. It was the three. Those are Vizquel, Baerga, and Biggio in terms of. But Vizquel is, and Craig's in. Vizquel is at 49%. Scott Rowland. You know, that's a classic Hall of Very Good. Scott Rowland.
Yeah.
Scott Rowland, Hall of Very Good, 52%. Roger Clemens, 61%. Barry Bonds, 61%. And then Curt Schilling, 71%. Those three you would have sworn would be in the Hall of Fame one day. You would have sworn before the Ped stuff popped.
You knew that you were watching Hall of Famers. Those three, you know you were watching.
Now, Barry Bonds, the Ped stuff popped on him officially in 2001? Game of Shadows and all that stuff came out. Was it 2000? 2000? It was 2001. Because 2000, I remember you were pissed off at Larry Durker for not throwing to him because you want to see a home run in Houston.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that guy. I want him to get his home run here.
I wanted to say, I was out in the right field bleachers.
You were trying to get a payday.
I was trying.
Do you remember when we used to do, would you keep the baseball radio?
Yeah.
Do you think this sounds like good radio? We would do entire shows with probably about 70 phone calls of would you keep the baseball or not if you got Barry Bonds' home run or even Mark McGuire's. Remember we did that too with Mark McGuire home runs. Well, Mark McGuire breaking Maris was a huge, huge, huge thing. We would have discussions about if Sosa or McGuire break it, would you give it back? Would you keep it? And we did the same thing with Barry Bonds. When he buries Hank Aaron, would you keep it? Would you throw it back?
It's important stuff.
And what would you do? What did you say?
I was keeping it. Yeah. What are you, nuts?
You're making money.
That's my best ball.
At the time, I'm like, I would give it back. This is part of baseball history. It's part of their history. But now, after everything's been so sullied, and I've got kids that are old, you know, I got kids and I got the specter of any college, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm 100% keeping it now. I've changed.
Yeah. You see,
I give it back for cash. Don't give me a bunch of bats.
Well, now that you got to pay for 18 kids that you've had for college, now all of a sudden,
I want that.
Now all of a sudden, your morals are different. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's not moral so much as
it is
the finances.
No, it kind of is.
That argument was always silly. I'm not giving the ball back. Why would I just
a signed bat? Though?
I'm handing over a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Hey, you just won $1 million in lottery, but you know what? You found the ticket. It didn't really. You didn't buy the ticket, but you found it.
Would not give $1 million to the homeless.
No.
Wow. Huh. Makes one of us. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you'd give it to. You're going to give it to all these colleges that you have to. Are you kidding me? You're not giving it to any homeless people.
My kids take a student loan. I'm trying to retire early.
Oh, good luck with that.
Give me my money.
Good luck with that.
Just make sure they all.
The student loan would just turn into
mine. The first 2 years, you send them to a JC.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's the play.
That's the place.
Well,
for the first 2 years,
we'll see what kind of grade snacks is coming up with.
Well, he's at 4 zeros in Spanish. We got that just a few days ago, and my wife.
Isn't it embarrassing that a kid with his cultural background gets 4 zeros in Spanish?
In Spanish, he's Hispanic.
Yeah, but my wife doesn't really speak Spanish. You can't just assume. Del, what's your favorite dialect, your Nigerian dialect that you usually use around the house?
Well, they don't teach Yoruba in school.
They don't teach my wife Spanish in the house, so she doesn't know.
Didn't Mima speak Spanish?
Yeah. She didn't teach my wife Spanish.
She didn't? Well, she needs to teach the kids a little bit.
No, we tell them.
Yeah.
My wife works with my daughter, but even my wife, she doesn't teach. She homeschools my daughter, but they use a program on the computer.
Meemaw could pay for all those meals with some tutoring.
Meemaw's not it. Don't call her Meemaw. It's Mimi.
No, it's Meemaw now. Mimi's got you saying it.
Mimi's been out of the house for a while.
She's been out the house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but how long has she been in the house?
She could come back and visit
the
tutor.
For 4 months.
How long has she been in the house?
She was like there like 6 months. You don't learn Spanish in 6 months.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can.
You could.
Have you ever heard of Babbel? Thank you.
Yeah. Duolingo on your phone also.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Rosetta Stone. Did they just fall off the map?
I'm in rep.
No, Babbel now.
Now Babbel's getting all the heat
because we got
Duolingo.
Babbel advertises on this station, doesn't it?
If you say so. I remember working at Barnes & Noble. Rosetta Stone was the thing. People would just come in and buy them. I don't know about now though.
That Babbel now years. It's all about the app.
Like Tower of Babbel, is that what it is? Is that what they're referencing?
I don't know.
No, I think it's you're babbling. Only it's Babbel. I don't know.
Do you think John will make it into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame?
For what?
Never.
Well, you think the voters will vote him in?
No.
Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
They voted Barry Warner in?
Yeah.
I think so.
Barry Warner deserved to be.
Well, John, I'm not suggesting he didn't. I'm just trying to
think. Will John be voted into Texas Radio Hall of Fame with his background?
People who voted Barry, will they say, let's get John in too? I don't see it.
So my right-wing stance on bathrooms is male golfer, female golfer, food. Okay. I'm never getting into the Hall of Fame because male golfer, female golfer, food. Okay?
You think that's the only reason?
No, there's a lot of reasons.
What about when you ripped up the letter from, like, what was it, the Italian-American? And you balled it up when they said you were...
Yeah, they said
on the air. You made a big show of making sure and being disrespectful to the official society here. I don't think he's getting in.
It's unlikely.
I just don't think they're going to vote him in.
John's so abrasive and inflammatory. What he says will affect his offspring.
I didn't get voted in. 2 years ago, I got nominated.
Forget about John.
I was not voted into the Texas.
John,
he's going to start some kind of church, and they're going to. No, no.
John has already screwed himself. He's working on his kids.
Understand, my father needs his own jet. He's tired of flying with his friend Clay. Chad Clay.
No, the thing will, JT will be asked questions.
Venmo me.
Isn't it true that during a hurricane,
I can't believe JT comes from this,
your father fled the city on a private jet and told a restaurant that he was a refugee?
JT was there.
Well, then he's going to have to.
Don't say that out loud. Start a megachurch.
Now he's screwed over too.
He can't start a megachurch if you say that out loud.
813 ESPN 97.5. All right, we take your calls. David, Rick on the other side. You guys want to talk about some different stuff, some cool show.
NFL
you said
scouting.
This would be the greatest show ever.
I said it was going to be. And up to this point, it has been.
Right. We've had all kinds
of
stuff.
One of the best shows
in
the last 3 years,
jobs,
I said.
Jobs. We've had Mexican weather girls.
He said bro.
Bro job. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had, yeah. And we've had all kinds of stuff.
Good stuff.
You know, Italian American Club, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Going on right here.
Up to this point, it's been a pretty incredible show.
813. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Basically a holiday show this morning here on ESPN 97.5 because, I don't know, we got a week and a half till the Super Bowl. And then that's only one day. I mean, football season is over. You know what sucks? Right when football season ends. Football season over just
football,
sucks.
When football season ends, I actually cut back on like cable subscription. Like, do I really need this if I'm not watching football?
Yeah.
I just cut it. And then I watch Rocket games in different ways that we don't need to get into.
Cheating and lying and stealing?
Cheating, I don't know what you're talking about.
Cheating and lying and stealing.
Well, perfect for baseball because that's
what
they do.
You're never going into the Chiefs or basketball. Hall of Fame.
I don't mind because it'll be baseball, basketball season. I'll watch it in alternative ways. But I don't need TV for that.
Your alternative television lifestyle is really disturbing. How all these people, they work their asses off.
Who are these people?
Everybody that works at AT&T Sportsnet, and you just rip them off.
Maybe
I'll watch. Why don't you just go and put a gun to their head and take their money?
Maybe I'll watch the road broadcast. You have a problem with that? I'll watch the out of market broadcast. Is that a problem for you?
Stealing from them? That's the same thing.
Well, we don't care about them. They're not us.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Don't you know what America's about? If it's not
free stuff,
you take stuff from people who aren't you or who look like you. You don't know that?
Do you ever take free stuff?
All the time.
He just said never.
Only when offered. They're not offering you that.
Well, they don't block it from streaming, so they're offering it to someone.
No. they expect you to pay for it, but you say.
You know what they say about people making assumptions, John?
Yes.
Well. Don't assume. All I'm saying is if I have to watch the Washington broadcast to make sure I see the Rockets, so be it.
Yeah.
You can't hear what Bill's saying.
It's a commitment.
Oh, that's a benefit.
Dell's
don't worry.
Committed to Rockets basketball. Stop.
Why are you trying to get me to not watch Rockets basketball?
What's the problem with you?
I'm going to watch the Astros, the Rockets.
I know what Bull thinks about that charge.
I imagine it's a block if the Rockets are called for a charge. I think I know what he thinks.
I'm pretty sure I know which way these guys, they're
going to
go.
Yo, I need to know what Bill Orell thinks about a questionable call going one way or the other.
That's right.
I think I know.
Yeah. All right. Let's get David in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to give you a little bit of hope for Carlos Correa. The worst thing that happened to him was when Beltran came in, and Correa was dumb enough on national TV in the middle of the playoff to tell every pitcher what he thinks when he's batting, talking about playing chess and what pitch is coming and how he attacks the pitcher. And now that he's gone, you're going to see him go back to what got him to the major leagues in the first place. The guy is special. He wins games just because of his defense. And I do believe he's going to do something special this year. Because the farther away he is from Carlos Beltran, the more he'll get back to playing baseball. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, I can see that. He had a nice year. He didn't have a great year.
Yeah. It looks like, by the way.
But he had a great postseason.
Yeah, but that's what matters the most to us.
It is, but you got to get there.
Dude, how did you feel when Carlos Correa went and basically ran right through the umpire and started – going after Fromber, but in a positive way, like you're going to focus.
No.
You're going to get this guy. Like dude,
I'm saying that, but I'm telling you, the numbers don't.
I know
add
it.
Up to
I know
$25 million
yet.
I'm just telling you.
And yet, I agree with you.
He's
and
not a
driven
max
by,
guy.
And the Astros are driven by analytics, and they're driven by true value numbers on their players. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that with Carlos Correa, if he has a big year, he is going to get overpaid. And with Carlos Correa, overpaid could become fairly paid. We've always assumed he's had this talent, but he's just never strung it together for 2 years in a row. Like, we haven't seen him be consistent. We keep waiting, but the flashes are $25 million a year, but there is nothing to hang your hat on. If he were a stock, it's a speculative stock for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Semien just got $18 million in Toronto, so there's that. There is that. Marcus Semien got $18 million. Boy, Toronto's going for it, I'll tell you that. How Carlos Correa handled things during the scandal and had his teammates back was so bleeping awesome. He can do no wrong in my eyes, and 99% of the fans pay him what he wants. Yeah. I get all that. I get that. And listen,
but
I get
you want to chase him out.
Yeah.
You do?
Throw Marcus Semien into. I didn't throw him out. I said pay him. $20 million. Okay. I might as well just be throwing him in the trash.
What do you have
against, with $20 million a year?
Can you tell us what you have against Carlos Correa?
I love Carlos Correa.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Throw Marcus Semien into the loaded 2021 free agent shortstop market, which includes, as of now, Carlos Correa, Trevor Story, Javi Baez, Francisco Lindor, and Corey Seager. That, you're right, Jackie, is not going to help Correa. I'm telling you. You cannot. All those names out there, and in this pandemic economic society, I'm telling you, I'm just saying.
Apparently it doesn't affect Toronto.
No, Toronto don't care. Look at all the other, nobody else is signing anybody at these big ones. And no. Toronto's like, watch this. Marcus Semien, $18 million, 1 year. What? Boy, they're going for it this year. Toronto's just saying, we're doing it this year.
Yeah, kind of interesting that they take that.
Let's get Rick in here. What do you say, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, two quick unrelated questions. One for John Lamp, one for Lance. Lance, start with you. So, especially this year with the pandemic and screwing up all of pretty much no Pac-10 game film, no very limited Big 12 or Big 10, across the country, film's just not there for you to look at. I'm sure all NFL teams not there for you to look at. How much are you guys going back and looking at, because over the last 15 years, we've all seen, high school scouts and your college scouts get so intense looking at these kids, 7th, 8th grade, and following their trajectory up and, kind of going back to almost high school tape and saying, all right, well, yeah, like Trevor Lawrence coming out of wherever, Cartersville, was a god. And I compare that to somebody like Jake Fromm, who, he was a 5-star, but nobody ever said coming out of high school, this guy's got an NFL pedigree. And sure enough, you saw him drafted last year in the 5th round.
Rick, don't hang up yet. I want to go through this with you. Why would we not? I'll tell you what I'm doing. It's actually a really good question, and this is the hardest. This is the hardest thing that anybody. This is the hardest thing I will do. And a scout told me, they're not going to have a combine. Some guys have opted out and now won't have a combine and aren't getting invited to the Senior Bowl. So they won't have seen them play football in well over 400 days. It is going to be the hardest thing to. You got some guys coming out who have 1 year of college football because they were redshirt sophomores. They opted out, like Gregory Rousseau. But why wouldn't I just go back to? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going back to 2019, and in some cases, I have to go all the way back to 2018. But why would you not just go back to your 2019 tape instead of going back to high school, like? But I have done this. I have done this, Rick, and I'm glad you brought this up. I've actually Googled the name, and you two guys will probably appreciate this. I've Googled players' names since there's not going to be a combine, and I Googled Spark. And the Spark rating is a rating that measures athletic explosion. They gather it usually at the opening of the Nike camps and stuff like that. And it's a combination of a 40 time, a power throw, a vertical leap. It's like 4 or 5 different things, and they create a Spark score. And so I have Googled guys' names and Spark score because I know they did it at high. Some of them did it at high school, the very best players. And I've gone and looked at their Spark score because if it's high, that means they're a 5-star type athlete. That means they're an elite athlete, and they would have tested really well at the combine had they had testing. That means they will test really well at their pro day. And that's the kind of stuff like Donovan Peoples-Jones. He was at Michigan. Kind of slow, doesn't really separate, but the guy had a monster workout, and he had a monster workout in high school, and he's actually making plays for Cleveland now. Like for the Browns, he's making catches, making plays. Guys who have monster workouts get drafted. Guys who have monster workouts a lot of times end up, staying around in the league for a little bit because teams believe in elite height, weight, speed, and explosiveness. So I do go back to any highly explosive high school athletes. I pay attention to that when I'm writing up tape, and I do go look it up. But why would I? But Rick, to my point, I just think you go look at 2019 film. You don't necessarily worry about what they did in high school if you've got enough tape in college.
Yeah, and that's if I hear you 100%. If you got enough tape in college, because obviously college is going to give you a much more comparable feel to what they're going to be facing in NFL competition, especially these guys that come from small high schools. But You know, you look at guys like Najee Harris, for instance. You know, he had limited touches because Alabama's backfield is so stacked every year that you almost had to go back to high school. You look at high school tape, you're thinking to yourself, well, this is the second coming of Adrian Peterson. Like, I mean, this guy could do no wrong. And sure, I personally think he's going to be a better pro than ATN. I can't believe it took, these NFL draft analysts until the national title game to finally come out and say, okay, you know, slotting him above ATN. ATN was a nice little three-star recruit coming out of high school. But it just seems like the more and more, because it's entertainment. The more and more information that comes out on these kids coming out of high school, the more times than not, it seems to be spot on.
Yeah,
it is. People always make the five-star guys are five-star now because the high school. I've noticed the high school recruiting people, they really pay attention to elite athletic traits.
Yeah,
and so a lot of times that stuff matters.
You know, Dell. You know what I just heard in this conversation?
What
I heard Rick say: nerd, 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 nerd. No. And then I heard Lance say: nerd, 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 nerd. That's all I heard.
I mean, I love me some college football. I love it.
Yeah, don't try to take his side when you're on this side too.
Would you allow me to talk?
Yeah, but I can see you're going with a butt.
I love college football. I love it. It's my favorite thing other than spicy food. But I'm like, could these two have a conversation on the phone without us?
Yeah,
there it is.
These two.
There it is.
Can we just have this nerd fest? There
it
is.
It's your version of the Balrog and Gandalf. Hey, it's like if the Balrog and Gandalf were talking to each other for John.
What?
What?
Wait.
Now all of a sudden, John's like, well, hold, what do you mean? What do you mean by Balrog?
Wow.
Yeah. John's time will come when the Amazon live action Lord of the Rings show comes out. That'll be his time to get all nerdy.
Chubby time.
I'm ill, is what I'm going to say to that.
Time to talk about
Chubby time.
Time to talk about Chastain Ford, people. What? That's right. 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. So I got to drive the 2021 Ford F-150. It is the greatest truck known. It is unbelievable, the things that they thought of, all of the accessories, everything. It is unbelievable, people. So if you are looking for, it is second to none. So if you're looking for that, they actually have them in stock, and a lot of places don't have them in stock. So Chastain Ford does. 2021 Ford Bronco Sports, they got them in stock. And they're totally sweet as well. 2020 Eco Sports, they got starting at $14,999. It's a great car. If you want a small SUV, you're thinking about buying a safe car for your kid. 2020, all remaining Explorers up to $10,000 off. 2020 F-150 XLT Crew Cab up to $10,000 off. They've got it's unbelievable. It's deal after deal after deal after deal after deal at Chastain Ford. And they're going to make you feel like you are part of the family because you will be part of the family. I feel like I am. I love what they do. I love what they did for me. You're going to love what they do for you. You can buy at home. You don't have to go to the dealership. They'll even deliver the car to you so you can test drive it at home. You can do it all online at ChastainFord.com. Or you can get to the dealership, which is totally clean and safe, all at 610 on Homestead. Not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I don't know. We've heard of the Bloods and the Crips, right? And you can't be on their turf. If you're caught on their turf, what happens to you? What happens?
It depends. Bad They're things. Not. It depends on if you're warring factions.
Well,
why?
Because there's.
Well, I'm curious where this is going.
Well, because there's a horrific example of this going on. Apparently, someone with Vermont license plates was caught by Portland, Maine people.
Yeah.
he was attacked because he didn't in Maine, in Portland, Maine, because of Vermont license plate. The suspects yelled at the victim, told him that he shouldn't be in Maine, and then assaulted him. Police said they damaged his car, tried to pull him out of the vehicle. The victim, whose name was not made public, was not seriously hurt. Police responded to calls from witnesses, found that the suspects had fled by the time they arrived, but both were arrested a short time later.
Huh.
Is this going in Portland, Maine?
Why are you surprised?
If you're from Vermont?
Why are you? You sound so surprised by this, considering you have a close connection to the bloody battles between Episcopal and St. John's.
Yeah, it's true.
It's weird that you would find this.
St. John's Kincaid.
You can't.
Not Episcopal. He's St. John's Kincaid.
No, but he knows about the entire. He knows about it.
Oh, don't worry. There's warring factions.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. No, that's.
So why are you surprised by this?
Well, you know what happens in those battles. I mean, I'm not going to get you a drink. Okay, I'm not giving you.
Hey, watch! You stepped on my Sperry's.
You're right. That's exactly what happens in those. Okay,
you stepped on my Sperry's.
Yeah. Well,
I just have an image of those kids in uniform.
And then jokes about your Cole Haans.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
hey, your collar's not turned up the right way.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
He wears his collar. Yes, all of that stuff. All of that stuff.
I've
goes
seen
on.
those kids have walked through here, and I'm like. Have you guys seen an iron before? Like,
yeah.
Like, do you guys ever iron
no,
your clothes?
No, they don't iron.
No.
Have you seen an iron, Dell said?
Yeah.
But I just, why is there turf wars in Portland, Maine over a Vermont license plate?
Keep your dirty trash traveling Vermont ass out of my state, is what they're saying.
Do they look, does Maine look down on Vermont?
I'm sure they think they're like gypsies.
I mean, aren't they the black bears in Vermont?
The Vermont Catamounts, isn't that
the
what
Catamounts?
They are?
Yeah, yeah, I guess
Maine are the black bears. Yeah,
what, we don't need no Catamount trash over here.
I don't think it's about the universities. I think maybe Maine thinks Vermont are full of gypsies and keep out of our state. Keep your dirty trash. I don't think that way, but that's the only thing I can think of.
I'll be honest with you. We didn't do that in Richmond and Rosenberg. We were okay with people from Rosenberg. I mean, we didn't love it.
But that's different.
But we didn't beat people from
Vermont
Rosenberg who came to
Maine
Richmond.
Having
same
beef. Vermont, Maine beef?
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah.
Stay out of my state.
You guys only exported 14,000 lobsters last year? Is that beef?
Just stay out of my state. Don't roll through here.
And yeah. Okay.
Hey, ice cream boy. You know where you are? You're in a home of lobsters.
That's right. And here's who was arrested. Nathaniel Glavin. Now...
Sounds like a troublemaker to me.
That was almost a lock.
Nathaniel was.
He didn't even go by Nate.
But he was also arrested with Vanessa Lazzaro. I think that's where it comes from.
Bad influence.
How does a Lazzaro get up to Maine?
She came up from New York and started trouble.
She's starting trouble.
Yeah.
A Vanessa Lazzaro.
Of course. You always got to blame the girl in this scenario.
They both face assault and drug charges. There's the rub.
What was the guy's last name again?
Glavin.
Mama Glavin told Nathaniel,
Don't bring that Vermont trash in here.
I don't know where Vanessa's from, but I told you about that girl. Yep. I told you she would get you in trouble, and look what she did.
Hey, man.
You think I'm coming to bail you? You think I'm coming to the hospital right now? I told you were going to get lumped up if you tried to come into Maine. With that trash?
I didn't know anyone had a name that ended in an O in Vermont.
Well, now you do.
There you go. And look what happened.
Trouble.
Arrested.
Yeah.
Arrested.
I told you about that girl.
So let me ask you guys this question now. Do you think, okay, now don't puke. Don't throw up like you usually do when I bring like something like this up. But it looks like the Jared Goff Rams Association is about coming to an end.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what Les Snead said?
Now, what did Les say?
Les said, Jared Goff is a Ram at this moment. Okay. Wow. It's way too early to speculate the future. That's a beautiful mystery.
Cue the Rams fans as now being on Team Deshaun Watson. Rams fans will now be the next ones up like, hey, we're going to get Deshaun Watson now because Jared Goff's way better than Tua or Sam Darnold, and he's better than the second pick. Jared Goff, Deshaun's going to be a Ram, and then I'll have to fight with those people. Mm.
No, well, you know what? They may be right. How about Jared Goff? Three first rounders and 2 seconds.
Aaron Donald.
Not an Aaron.
Would you trade would you trade Deshaun Watson for Aaron Donald in a first?
No.
That's how valuable quarterbacks are. No. I wouldn't either.
No. No.
On paper, Rams fans would fight you like, yes, yes, you would. That's stupid.
Goff, Donald. They're not trading Donald. They're just not trading Donald. That's not happening. Goff, and they're not trading Ramsey. They got any other corners? Who else they got over there? Marcus, is Marcus Peters there?
No, he's in Baltimore.
He's Baltimore. Who's the other guy? We gotta see what kind of record he has though before we do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to figure out what church he's affiliated with.
Well, that too. Has he ever been arrested? We gotta know.
A lot of things.
We got a lot of stuff that we gotta look into first.
Oh yeah.
But what about Goff? 3 first rounders in 2 seconds. That sounds like something Les Snead might do.
Do the Rams have picks again?
Oh, that's right. They gave them all up for Ramsey.
Yeah.
The Rams literally mortgaged. They truly pushed all in.
Yeah.
They truly pushed.
I mean, this talk of, you know, hey, Jared Goff is a Ram at this moment. Where are you going? What are you going?
Well, they want whoever. Well, they want the Colts to say, hey, if you're thinking about Stafford, think about our guy so we can get a first round pick back.
Yeah.
Because the Colts are going to be in on this. I hadn't talked about. Honestly, if I'm the Steelers, I'm in on this.
What about Stafford for Goff?
It's not crazy. Although I think Stafford, well, here's the problem. I think the Lions would like to get picks. Would like to get a first. Another first. I mean, they've already got high first.
And the Rams
like another
one.
And the Rams don't have any. I think the Stafford thing is about getting picks.
Here's what the deal is. It cost them $22 million on the cap. So that might not be. They might not be able to get rid of Goff. What they're talking about is bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick.
For what?
Really?
Just to hang out.
What do you mean for what? Same thing you did to be an eventual starter who can save your team.
He didn't save anyone's team.
He saved your team.
No, he didn't. He got benched because he was
average. Did you
almost
make the playoffs?
Which is what he's about. Yeah. He's never made the playoffs. What are the Rams doing bringing in Fitzpatrick? They do what? Almost make the playoffs? Is that what their goal is?
Yeah.
What is your problem with the guy who had to take over? Don't be mad at him.
You can't ask.
Because now he's made you doubt Tua?
He didn't actually. In fact, I'm more convinced now.
You're not more convinced.
Yes, I am.
That's a lie.
Why would you? Can I finish the statement? Please?
I just hate lying.
No, you lie all the time. I'm more convinced because you know why? The OC that they brought in for Fitzpatrick, gone. The quarterback coach that they brought in for Fitzpatrick, gone. Because, you know, they were there for Fitzpatrick, not Tua. But why would you bring in Fitzpatrick, who's never made the playoffs, if you're the Rams? Makes no sense to me. He's never.
Well, because at some point, he just might. At some point.
Is that what the Rams are looking
okay,
for?
What's a better option? I mean, Taylor Heineke? Is he available? I mean, who, what?
Yeah, you want some Taylor Heineke, Dale?
Because you can't get rid of Goff.
I'm not the Rams
coach. You can't get rid of Goff. You're limited on what you can spend. You need somebody just in case Jared Goff sucks again.
That's what Blake Bortles and John Walford are there for.
Are they, though? Are they?
Those are the guys they have on their roster.
Are they, though, Joe?
Yes, that's what they're there
Blake
for.
Blake Bortles is who you're going to?
He's made it. You know what he's done that Ryan Fitzpatrick's never done? Made a playoff in a championship game.
Yeah, but Jared Goff's made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so if one of them sucks, you take the next step down.
Who would you rather have, Bortles or Fitzpatrick?
Oh, Fitzy.
Fitzy.
Not even close.
You would for the 4 games a year, he's not a total disaster.
Yeah, but
yes.
Yeah. Okay, 4 games. That's only 4 losses. 12-4. I'm in. 4 games. That's
okay.
It.
Yes. 12-4 is what you get.
12-4 is what you get every time out of Fitzy.
You've never gotten it.
8:41 ESPN.
After writing up every one of the big quarterbacks, if you're not named Trevor Lawrence, I'm not super interested in you.
Really?
For the Texans. Yeah. Fields is okay. Zach Wilson has some pluses, but 2019 scares me. Trevor Lawrence, I like Trey Lance's potential, but he's got 1 year
at
North Dakota State.
We've seen that with Mr. Trubisky.
But he's super smart. There's a lot. He's big. He's athletic. There's a lot of good things about him. But, you know, you're looking at a two-year runway.
Yeah, minimum. But you've only seen him play a year in a game, right? Don't you need to go back to his high school tape?
Right. We got more
quarterbacks. Just stop.
Are you going to nerd it up again?
I'm Rick, not the nerd.
Hey, Rick, are you nerding it up again? When we come back, more quarterback talk on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. ESPN had an interesting question. Is this the best quarterback matchup of all time?
Favre and Elway Elway was closer to the end of his career when they played. Elway's played Montana.
Montana, Marino.
Elway and Montana as well.
Elway, Montana.
The game didn't go well, but Broncos. But it was a super matchup.
Yeah, Elway and Montana. Is that better than this? Brady and Mahomes?
Well, Brady has the titles and Mahomes is well on his way. But as far as you knew those two are Hall of Famers, and just like you know these two are Hall of Famers. I mean, I was young when Elway played Montana, but Elway was on his way.
Joe Montana, John Elway, that's two of the greatest ever.
Yeah, and they played.
Montana Marino was two of the greatest ever.
And that was what, Marino's second year?
Marino's second year in the league, last time he got there.
Yeah, and Elway had already been to at least one Super Bowl.
Brady and Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner is in the midst of one of the greatest runs. Aikman and Jim Kelly.
I mean, if we believe Pat Mahomes will continue to do what he's doing. And
Bradshaw and Staubach?
As far as legendary, sure. If we believe Mahomes is what he is and he's going to continue to do this, then yeah. At the end of Mahomes' career, you're going to look back at this and go, you may have the two best winners to ever do it. Because as long as Reed and Mahomes stay together, why wouldn't they go on a Patriots-type run? As long as the salary cap doesn't kill them.
Right now, it's got to be Montana. And
I think Montana, LA. Or Montana. Marino, depending on which one you feel best about.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Brady probably making a point. Wait a minute. Whoa. But the only Hall of Famer that he faced was Kurt Warner.
Yeah, and
because the guys are still playing.
And Eli probably get in on the back of beating Brady twice.
Quite possibly. Manning and Brady obviously never met.
Manning and Breeze played.
Manning and Breeze.
And he was still paid Manning, not the shell that he was when he beat Cam. And Breeze was at his full powers too.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That would be up there.
Yeah.
That one would be up there. This one's going to be up there, but we're so recency biased.
Yeah, so early. Look, I think Pat Mahomes may be the most talented guy. Marino's there, too, as far as talent. Elway, too. But so he's one of the more talented guys to ever do it. And the way the Chiefs play football is so entertaining. Let's calm down.
Yeah.
Maybe in 7 years we can look back at this one and go, oh, yeah. The two best to ever do it possibly were playing. One at the very beginning of his career and one almost at the end.
The Hall of Famers that matched. There's quite a few. Bart Starr and Len Dawson in the first one ever. Staubach and Greasy. Greasy and Tarkenton. Bradshaw and Staubach. Stabler and Tarkenton. Montana Marino. Montana and Elway. Aikman and Kelly.
I'd be more interested in the worst quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl.
The worst ever quarterback
matchup. It's kind of hard because getting Super Bowl is quite dependent. Kerry Collins versus Trent Dilfer?
That's easily.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
That's easily number one. Because Brad Johnson and Rich Gannon?
Rich Gannon was an MVP, so at least he had that. I don't think I can beat Kerry Collins versus
No, this is almost impossible to beat.
Because Dilfer was so bad, and Kerry Collins is Kerry Collins. He had a good year, but he's still Kerry Collins.
No, it's not even close.
No.
Not even close. Rex Grossman brings it down.
Yeah, but Peyton was on the other side.
But Peyton was on the other side. Colin Kaepernick and Joe Flacco?
Ooh. But that is that worse than Dilfer Collins, though?
No, Dilfer Collins is by far.
Dilfer Collins is the worst Super Bowl we've ever seen for quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure y'all talked about San Francisco in 96, Stan Humphreys.
Well, you had Steve Young on the other side.
Yeah, 94, but you had Steve Young, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you'll never see one. You'll never see one like Kerry Collins versus Trent Dilfer.
No.
That was a really bad Trent Dilfer, too.
So Bleacher Report happens to have a top 10. Now, this top 10 was like 2011. So, well, Brady has been in most of them since. So I don't think in the last 10 years or so we're going to have a worse matchup. Bears, Patriots. You had McMahon, Eason, and Grogan all played.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and next, someone we already mentioned, Johnson versus Gannon in that Super Bowl at 9. Aikman versus Kelly is number... That has to be about the game, right? Because both of those guys are Hall of Famers.
Well, no, that's just about the game then.
Yeah, it can't be.
Well, Aikman, Kelly, was that the blowout with Don Beebe came from behind? Yeah.
It wasn't where the Bills had the lead for a bit and Dallas turned it on. The one in Atlanta, it was 30-13 or something like that. It wasn't the 52. They were both blowouts, but the Bills actually had a lead in that game.
Because the one of them was the Whitney Houston.
That was the Giants. 92? That was the Giants when Jeff Hostetler and Kelly played.
No, because Beebe ran from behind and swiped it away.
No, but Whitney Houston sang in Tampa, right?
That was a different Super Bowl?
That was a different Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
She didn't sing for the Cowboys in the Rose Bowl against the Bills. Earl Morrill, Johnny Unitas, and Craig Morton. That's number 6. Johnny Unitas is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They were running a two-quarterback system, remember? Earl Morrill and Johnny Unitas, right?
Well, Morrill was the starter, and Johnny was at the end. Johnny Unitas was at the end of his career. He just came in because Morrill wasn't any good.
It looks like not a lot of respect for Troy Aikman because he makes a list again with Neil O'Donnell.
Well, that's all about Neil O'Donnell, isn't it?
Or maybe you just don't think Troy Aikman's great.
No, Troy Aikman was a huge, big-time game manager along with Neil O'Donnell.
Well, if it doesn't, does that list have Dilfer and Collins first?
No, it has them at. It has to be about the game because they had them at 4.
Yeah, the game. It's about the game.
They had them at 4.
Yeah, that matchup is just terrible. Well, any San Francisco Bronco matchup or Charger matchup, or
any San Francisco against an AFC team, except for the Bengals, for whatever reason, those games are close, was a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, and then any time that after the first one, any Jim Kelly game.
True. Well, if you are an AFC quarterback in the 90s, you didn't have a good time in Super Bowl until Elway showed up in the mid-90s or the mid to late 90s.
Right. 97 and 98.
Yeah.
Yep. But it has the possibility of being the greatest Super Bowl matchup of quarterbacks ever.
Yes.
It has the possibility.
Although, unfortunately, you're not getting best. Honestly, if it's Aaron Rodgers, it would have been. For sure. This is not the best Tom Brady.
No.
If it would have been Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers versus Pat Mahomes. Yeah. 1-2
in the MVP
voting, this would have been the best.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as an all-time great, and Pat Mahomes is, trending.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Tom Brady is surprisingly good. Now, he had that stretch of 7 passes where he threw 3 picks. Yeah. But
that's on the less good side.
No, that's not great. I know. But he threw a lot of balls. He can still – I mean, he can still hit outs. He still got some – I think Tom Brady – I thought he looked great in the first half. Great.
In the first half, yeah. Yeah. This is hardly the best version of Tom Brady.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers, you would have caught a hell of a version of Aaron Rodgers.
But hell, the best version of Tom Brady actually lost the Super Bowl.
But how about you actually – then how about you actually don't do stupid things, Green Bay, and you'd be there. So, well, Aaron Rodgers now, I don't know, maybe I'll come back. You just never know. We just don't know.
Yeah.
He just He's like, why is Deshaun getting all this attention just for Epler's? We don't know if I'm coming back. We don't know. Do you know if I'm coming back? We don't know. You're coming back. You're coming back.
There's less than zero chance that the Packers would trade him. It's less than zero.
All right, John McClain. John McClain said that same thing.
No, I don't know why you're getting so reckless.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, he's doing zero. All right. A couple weeks from now, you're going to be doing Aaron Rodgers trade packages, just like John McClain's now doing for Deshaun Watson. Okay.
I'm just telling you here. I'm gonna break this story. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. He will play for the Packers next year.
Very flagrant with your predictions. You didn't learn nothing from.
I am breaking the story right here. Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers. There. I said it.
Watch it over. All right. When he's a Colt.
Put it on Twitter and with your no blue check mark. Yeah, and let's see how you get shredded.
Okay.
Let's see how you get dragged through Twitterverse.
And when he's
when
a
you
cult,
say that.
And then when he's a Colt, you have to
apologize.
All of a
sudden, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is like, you're going to delete your tweet.
Well, I will. I'll delete my tweet when Aaron Rodgers becomes a Colt.
I'm not going to say too much more about it. I'll just say, would you ever call James Harden the B word on Twitter?
No.
Or otherwise?
No, I don't
care for James's.
I like my health.
Yeah, but besides that, there's no reason to. James played good basketball for the Rockets. Yeah. You could say he quit on some games. I think that's totally fair. You can say James was enabled and James was acted like an entitled player who could get rid of whoever he wanted and all that. But James was a Hall of Fame caliber player and MVP.
Who would call James
MVP?
Are you referencing, Lance?
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
No one would do that.
Nothing, but it was brought to my attention yesterday on a direct message from our guy Eric, who listens to the show. And I'll just say this. Apparently somebody said, can I say the B word or no?
No. Hey, Biznotch.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Biznotch, you wanted that. Somebody, I don't know.
I'll say it. Can I say it since you're dancing? Yeah. I don't care.
You can say the whole thing, but you have to be in reference to. I just feel like this could be a very bad thing.
What Lance is saying is.
Well, okay. We'll do it on the other side.
Yeah.
We'll do it on the other side.
I would not have called.
No, I don't want him to kick.
But you also would not call him.
I just said he charged too much for his camps, and I got my ass kicked.
No, that
you
wasn't
didn't
you.
Get
that
your
was
ass.
Moses.
That wasn't
that
me.
That was Malone Jr.
But that happened.
Yeah.
And you call him the B word. What's gonna happen to you now? Let's take one here. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We'll do that on the other side. But right now, I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Listen, it is spectacular what they do. And it's you honestly are going to be part of the family. First thing that they're gonna ask you is do you think that they want you to be in over your head? And quite possibly you could be with the pandemic and everything that's happened to you. I don't know what happened economically to you, but a lot of people are out there saying, I can't afford this car anymore. So you go and you trade it in and you get yourself into a vehicle that you can afford. And they've got plenty of vehicles that you can afford there. Brand new vehicles or used vehicles as well. Great used car department too. If you're looking for that the XLTS, the F-150 and Explorers right now, the 2020 Ford F-150 XLTs and the Explorers, they're up to $10,000 off. No add-ons. The price you see online is the price that you get plus title and tax and license. That's it. Okay, so Chastain Ford is going to make you the right deal, the perfect deal for you, and they're not going to try to gouge you with add-ons like the other people do. They want you to be in the perfect car for you at the price that you can afford. This is happening every single day. It's what happened with me. It'll happen with you at Chastain Ford. Online, ChastainFord.com, or you get to the dealership at 610, Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.